hear very clearly this morning the secrets of developing a strong soul. Secret is plural. The secrets of developing a strong soul. Now, he told me to do three things prior to ministering. There's a prayer we're going to pray together that if you have any contamination in your soul, coming out. When that happens, your spirit is going to be able to flow. The Holy Spirit and your spirit going to be able to flow like they should. Then there's a prophecy that he gave me to give you this morning. And then he told me to give you a prescription. You're going to Heaven Drugstore this morning. And he'll give you a prescription for your soul to be able to receive what the Holy Spirit has said to your spirit. Want me to say that again? He give you a prescription for your soul to be able to receive what the Holy Spirit has said to your spirit. And then it can go on to your body. Then it can go on to your affairs in life. But it all will turn out to function in the realm of the spirit. You are a spirit, you know. Now the prayer, I want you to repeat it after me, but you're actually doing something that need to be done in these times to function more powerful in the things of God. How many of y'all want to function more powerful in the things of God? All right. Just repeat after me. Lord Jesus. I believe that even now, you are healing me of every wound in my soul that is driving me to sin, that is determining who I am and controlling what I say. I believe every wound that is causing my emotions to be unbalanced is being healed. I decree that you're healing every wound in me that is ruining my relationship, sabotaging my finances, making me physically sick, and even opening me up to demonic attack. I also believe that any long-term illnesses I've been suffering from are going to finally be healed as you prosper me in health, even as my soul is prospering. I thank you, Lord, for the amazing victory you are bringing me now. Let's say that again. I thank you, Lord, for the amazing victory you are bringing me now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Let me give you this prophecy now. Words from the Lord. You're about to make a difference in yourself, your family, your church, and to all that is properly connected to your assignment. Deception through your soul are being shut down. All plans of defeat are placed on the screen of your soul victory. Your thinking and your talking will not be used by the enemy to defeat you anymore. Holiness, sanctification, and righteousness are ready to flow through your total man. All your life direction are being changed. Therefore, all traps are being exposed and removed by divine perception. Let me give you this total victory through this revelation and anointing. Thus said the Lord. Be seated. Get ready to write these down. The secret of developing a strong soul. I'm going to say something else. It might be a subject I have to preach on for those. How to shut down strongholds in your soul. Cross, the blood, the resurrection, power, the Holy Spirit, anointing, or the secret of developing a strong soul. All right. Preparation, there's a prayer in Ephesians 3. Preparation, even before I start giving you the points of this message. Preparation for developing a strong soul is that prayer in Ephesians 3. That prayer points out some things we need to know. That prayer is talking particularly about your soul. Ephesians 3:14, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you with me?
Yes.
Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Now you're going to start talking about some things need to be developed in your soul. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That inner man is talking about your soul. It's talking about your heart. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Because we Baptist folk thought the heart was the spirit.
Yes,
I went a long time. That Christ, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your heart. That word heart. You see that word heart? It's talking about your soul. By faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend. So the blockage of comprehension is in your soul. It's not in your spirit. Comprehending what God wants you to see. Comprehend means understanding what God wants you to do. Maybe even verse 18, stick with me, may be able to comprehend with all sense what is the breadth, length, and depth, and height. It's covered everything, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right. And to know, verse 19, the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. You see that?
Yes, sir.
That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Other words, you cannot be full of the fullness of God if you don't know how to train your soul.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Emotion, your mind, your emotion, your will, your imagination, your conscience.
Yes, sir.
They are not saved.
No.
They have to be trained by you. They have to be trained by you. You have to yield to the Holy Spirit that your mind be trained. We'll see it in a little deeper ways in a few minutes. Look at verse 19 again. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen?
Amen.
Then you get to this glorious verse that your soul has something to do with. In verse 20, at verse most bekatalin skit and man skun derivuska. That verse has to do with soul training. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask, look at the next thing, or what?
Amen.
What are the things coming out of your soul? According to the power that works in us. According to the power that works in us. So short circuiting of the power is over. Now, in preparation, you got preparation? Preparation, Ephesians 3, 14, 20. Preparation. Everybody say preparation.
Preparation.
Yeah, you got to prepare. This is something you have to prepare. You have to do it yourself. Secondly, operation. Operation. Hebrews 4, 12 now. You have to be operated on your soul, your mind, your emotion, your will, your imagination, your conscience has to be operated on by the word of God. Notice what it says there. The word of God is what?
Quick.
What does quick mean?
Alive.
All right. Now, to address that further, hold that point and go to John 6:63. For the word of God is alive. The word, so I need a live word working on my soul.
Yeah.
That my soul would be receptible to my spirit. Which is receptible to the Holy Spirit, which is receptible to God. God is a spirit. Now notice what John 6:63 says. It's not just a read word. It's not just a memorized word. It's a word that have turned into revelation, life, God, power, glory, understanding, wisdom. It is the spirit that makes us alive. The Lord said to me to tell you, the Lord's talking to you, let me resurrect your soul every day. So that you may properly be in a full flow in my spirit. Your soul been blocking your prayer. Your soul been blocking your praise. You're going to have to train it and develop it. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
It is the spirit. It is the spirit that make alive. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, notice what he said, they are what?
Spirit.
And what?
Life.
Spirit and life. Now go back to Hebrews 4:12 to the operation, because your soul is being operated on this morning. Go back to Hebrews 4:12. Preparation, operation, before I can give you the principle. For the word of God is alive and powerful and sharper, you see it?
Yes.
Than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divine asunder of what?
Soul
and
spirit.
And what else?
And spirit.
Why did he make this last statement on that verse? And what is he talking about? And is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. What another word for that?
Soul.
What another word? In a man. Why would he come in this operation? He separated the spirit, the soul, and the body in that voice. But then he concluded this voice saying, and of the joint marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Talking about the soul.
Yes, sir.
So, my brothers and sisters, from this day forward, you're going to have soul discernment.
Yes, sir.
Discerning what you're thinking, discerning what you're imagining, discerning even what you're feeling. Where that come from? Where that feeling coming from? Soul, emotion. You follow what I'm saying? You got to discern it. You can't let it take you over. You got to tell it how to feel. So there's the operation. Now, are you following me? Application now. Application. It's no good to have an operation if you're not going to apply the instruction given to you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now that's Romans 12:1-3. Sir. Listen to me now. That's Romans 12:1-3. Now it's application. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Who got to present my body?
Amen.
How often? Every day, on and on and on and on. Present your body. Sometimes you need to say, Lord, I present my body to you this morning.
Yes,
yes.
Now, let me ask a question. The people online and you here, how many of y'all ever said that I present my body in the morning? Now, don't try to be spiritual with me today. Lord, I present my body to you. I know you know the verse, but knowing the verse and doing it is two different things. I present my body to you as a living sacrifice by the mercy, by your mercy.
By your mercy.
I beseech you therefore, brother, this is an instruction. This is an apostolic instruction from the Apostle Paul. I beseech you therefore, brethren, I'm doing it here this morning.
Yes, sir.
By the mercies of God,
yes,
that this is not a one-time deal.
Yes,
that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, what is your reasonable service? Now, you cannot do that without your soul in place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your body follows your soul.
Yes.
Your soul must be trained to follow your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So what I do next? Go to the second verse. And be not conformed to this world. That means I can be conformed to this world as a Christian. A lot of Christians are. They conform to the world. They say they know Jesus, but they conform to the world because they don't know what to do. But he says, but be you transformed, look at, by the renewing of your mind. Where your mind at? Soul. And it is not saved. I want to give you an announcement right now. Your mind not saved. You know it not saved because it thinks some things sometimes don't supposed to be thinking. Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed. Now, two words, conform, transform. Conform is a sort of fleshy statement. Transform is in the spirit realm. Amen. Transform by the renewing of your mind that you may prove. Look what it says. What do you think will happen if that last part of that voice is in your life? The good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, you're going to be the most blessed person on the face of the earth when you're knowing how to do that. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And then in verse 3, it deals with your spirit, Romans 12:3. For I say through the grace given to me that every man that is among you, not to think of himself, you know that it happened to us sometimes, more hardly than we ought to think, but to think soberly, you ain't all that. According to God, has dealt to every man the measure of faith. I don't care how good you look, I don't care how your hair look, I don't care how masculine you look, you ain't all that. You need help. All of us need help. All y'all online need help. We need help. Help me, Lord. I don't care how fine you think you are. You ain't all that fine. You need some help. And so those three voices, application, you got to be aware of them all the time. And then the manifestation would take place. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And the church won't live under just say, I got grace. No, you got to be sanctified.
Yes,
you got to repent. You got to live right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Jesus did everything. Yeah, he did do everything, but you got to, by faith, you got to live it.
Yes.
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly.
Uh-huh.
I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body.
Yeah.
All three of them. How many of them are there? Three, right? Be preserved what?
Blameless.
Under the coming of our... What do you mean? Be blameless. What do you mean? Now, I'm going to give you one word. How do you be blameless? You want me to tell you that one word? Repent. We all need to do it. Things come up in our bodies. Things come up in our mind. We got to repent.
Yes.
And keep it clean. You got it?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Here's some question you want me to ask now. Is it well with your soul? When the last time you attended to it? Second question, is your soul pushed out of alignment? Another question, is your soul being persecuted? Another question, do the enemy have your soul in prison? Psalm 142, you'll find it out. I'm not going there. Now, my assignment is to teach you how to always have a prosperous soul. Amen?
Amen.
You know, you can say amen every now and then, or hallelujah or something. Which will stop Satan from having any control over your life from this day forward. Any control that Satan has on a Christian life, is he operating through that Christian soul? You're learning to do the things that I told you, Romans 12:1-3, 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Those are powerful lessons for you to know now. You must know how to make it well with your soul. Look at Psalm 139, verse 14. There's a statement in there that is so powerful and it's so simple, you'll miss it if you don't watch yourself. Psalm 139, verse 14. I'm fearfully
yes,
and wonderfully made.
Yes, sir.
Marvelous is thy work. Y'all don't know where the psalm is back there? Psalm 139, verse 14. I said 139?
Yes, sir.
Boy, they're hustling back there now. 139, 14. But notice that statement in your Bible. My soul knows right well.
Yes, sir.
No, it said my soul's stupid.
No, sir.
My soul knows right well. How is your soul going to know right well if you don't prepare it, teach it, and train it?
Amen.
Now, that your pastor can't do that. Your prophet can't do that. Your apostle, you have to personally do that. To train, take God's word and train and develop your soul. My soul knows right well. Whatever your soul don't know, you're not going to get it.
Amen.
Because see, it's a transition of the Holy Spirit, your spirit, then a trans soul, then it goes in your body, then it goes to your life, then it goes to your situation. Now, I mean, let me ask you a question now. Some of you all been praying and not getting. Some of you all been saying and not manifesting. My job as your apostle and pastor to show you what's happening to you. You got the scripture. You got your praise on. You got your worship on. But the manifestations are not showing up when you pray like they should.
Amen.
Notice that statement. And that my soul knows right well. What do your soul know? In the realm of the spirit in relationship with God. How much have you developed it? How much have you trained it? Satan, all Satan operation, all sickness, all disease, all lack, all confusion comes through your soul. Satan wants your soul disconnected from your spirit. When your soul is disconnected from your spirit, your soul and your life is disconnected from the Holy Ghost. Everybody say connecting.
Connected.
Everybody making connection right here this morning. I got the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost is helping me. You're going to make connection.
Yes.
And your prayer is going to become more powerful.
Yeah.
And your word is going to become more powerful.
Yeah.
And you'll never be a regular person again. Your regular days are over. You should have never come to this service. The Holy Spirit right now is arresting some things in you. Some things been flowing around and you shouldn't have been there. The Holy Spirit is handcuffing them right now. That you can go to the liberty and the freedom and the power and the glory God wants you to go into. Can I get a hallelujah on that? Oh, yeah, something happening to you right now. Something that never happened before is happening to you right now. Connection you couldn't make are being made right now. Angels got your bag in their hand right now. Because of the word of God. Because you're moving beyond emotion. You're moving beyond ego. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything that has been held back from you is being released today. Because you're in a divine transaction. You're going to know how to, see, you got to know how to receive. She is already released.
Boom.
Everything you desire, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desire of your heart. Everything, listen, children, everything you desire. That's why God got you here this morning. everything you have ever desired in your life that is rightfully yours, it already has been released. But now you've come to the point to know how to receive it. Can I get a hallelujah on that? All of your prayers are about to be turned loose. All of your praise is about to be received. Your bodily health is flowing through your body right now because your soul just connected to your spirit. Look at Psalm 139, verse 23. It's so important. Operation time. Search me, O God. Where do I need to be searched at? And know my heart, and know my soul, and know my inner man. Try me. And know my thoughts. Look at the next verse. And see if there are any wicked way in my soul. Then I'm asking you this morning, Lord, that's why I'm here at your house. I'm asking you to lead me. Lead me in the way everlasting. How many ready to go here? In a different dimension. You move, listen, you operating on your soul, but you're moving a different dimension in your spirit. Your spirit goes free this morning to flow in miracles, signs, and wonders. It's your soul been blocking your spirit. Who with me? Who's seeing that? You must experience the power of a clean soul. The wisdom, you listening? Of how to keep your soul clean. Sit down, let's go to work now. Let's clear this up at the beginning. The most powerful position your life can be in, but also knowing it's not automatic. 1 Thessalonians, let's go back there, 5:23. The most powerful position your life can be in, but it's not automatic. But today, the Spirit is going to train you how to get there. A lot of Christians believe they can't go there. They can't believe, they don't believe they can live a sanctified life because they made a mistake. See? And the very God of peace sanctify you how?
Holy.
What a holy. It ain't H-O-L-Y, but it mean H-O-L-Y. You know W-H-O-L-L-Y mean H-O-L-Y. Yeah. Y'all ain't gonna let me preach up in here. Now, I just saw that in the spirit. I didn't know that. But holy mean holy. How many? W-H-O-L-L-Y mean H-O-L-Y. You can't get the H-O-L-Y without W-H-O-L-L-Y. Now say, I'm holy.
I'm holy.
See, some people are scared to say that. But if you're holy, you're holy. If you know how to train your spirit, soul, and body, you're holy. You know how to do Romans 12:1-3, you're H-O-L-Y. But W-H-O-L-L-Y comes from Romans 12:1-3. You got it? Yeah. So you really wasn't holy. Because you were just praying in tongues. Your life could, God, I want to dance. your life just shift this morning. Holy, holy. You can't be H-O-L-Y without W-H-O-L-L-Y. I'm preaching up in here, y'all. I never heard that before in my life. The Holy Ghost just whispered in my ear. He said, those two holy mean the same thing. They sound alike, don't they? They sound alike, don't they? But you got to do one to receive the other one. I see some of y'all still don't. Y'all still don't know what happened to you. See. Men and women have thought holy, H-O-L-Y, mean living a perfect life. It doesn't mean that. It means to know how to get back in place right quick. When you make that false step, seem like something get under your feet and push it back in line. See, the Bible says in Romans 8:1, there's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. See, you thought the flesh meant your body. No, your flesh means carnality. Carnal. Carnality in your soul. Carnality in your mind. Carnality in your emotion. Carnality in your imagination. Carnality in your conscience. Look at Romans 9:1. I tell the truth, my lie not. My conscience. With the who? Holy Ghost. How is my conscience going to bear witness with the Holy Ghost? I keep my mind renewed. Romans 12, 1 to 3. W-H-O-L-L. Why?
That's good apostle.
See, you thought holy means living a sinless life. You ain't gonna live no sinless life. You need help. I need help. That's why I'm not gonna let no grace measure take my repentance from me. I know I need some help, and I know I need to live right now. I know faith without work is dead. Now you're looking at 1 Thessalonians 23:24, right? Sanctified in your spirit, soul, and body. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not impossible. That's why he give us repentance. That's why he give us 1 John 1:9. Look at it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If thou confess thy sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all. When you repent, you're back in. So the threefold master secret to work with is Romans 12, 1, 2, 3. Body, soul, and spirit. Now, all right, Lord, I'll deal with it. The 23rd Psalm said, the Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. Right?
Yes,
what did he say? Make me lie down in green pasture?
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
then he said, "Lead me." Turn there, because some of y'all don't even know it. Because I'm trying to work on your soul and get you somewhere. The Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. Hallelujah. Then he said, he maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. Now, I'm about to show you a revelation now. About to show you. Even though the Lord is your shepherd, even though he leads you beside the still water and he make you lie down in green pasture, but he can't fully lead you.
Come on, apostle.
Look at that third voice.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Come on, Jesus.
He can't fully lead you in that path. Now, you qualify.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to apply yourself.
Yes, Father. Amen.
He restores my soul. See, he could not.
Wow.
You cannot sit at that table.
All right.
We're going to a table in a few minutes.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad.
You cannot sit at that table if your soul is not restored.
That's right. I see you.
We've been talking about that table. Look,
yeah.
He restores my soul. How many see that?
Yeah.
Say it.
He restores my soul.
Now, you know what he's talking about. He's talking about your heart. He's talking about your enemy. Out of the abundance of your soul,
yeah,
your mouth speaketh.
Yes, come on now. That's yeah.
As a man thinketh in his soul, so is he. That's a lot of stuff, isn't it? Beloved, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Yes.
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
You think Satan been tricking us?
Yes, sir.
Trying to be spirit without soul training?
Yeah.
That's what the Lord told me. Come train them about their soul.
Thank you.
That their spirit can connect.
Thank you.
And don't be a say. They're going to be powerful people.
Yes.
Whoever listen to me.
Yeah.
You're a powerhouse. You're about to go places. Just go over the message two or three times and go over your notes. Listen, he restores my soul. I read it one day after thousands of times I've read it over these 50 years. And he says, notice, Leroy, me and God personal.
Yes, sir.
That I can lead you in the path of righteousness if you don't know how to develop your soul.
That's good.
Go to the next verse. If your soul is not trained, yet do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. If your soul is not, you will be fearful just like other folks.
Come on, sir.
For thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. I don't have time. Go to the next one. Up!
Yes.
Up! Y'all been sitting at the wrong table. Listen, you're... Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Because my soul restored. Thou anointed my head, but all my cup runs over. Because my soul is in alignment with my spirit. Go to the next verse. Come on, let's go. Let's just have church here. Show that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And something else shall say, I know you're lying to me. Goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, not when I get to heaven, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Go to the next voice. There's another voice. Go back to. I want the voice where the table is. What voice that is? Go back to five. It fell out. I got a question. You're going to answer me real fast, but I might call you a liar. Have you really been at the table? I'm passing you now. I'm training you how to sit at that table. You're going to have to work with that soul every day. You thought you could just spiritually come in and sit. I'm a son of God. No, that soul will block you from getting to that table. He prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemy. Not only that, he anointed my hair at all. Now you're going to be more anointed.
Yes. Come on, I receive that.
What about the cup running over?
Yes.
When the last time you saw a cup running over beside a cup of coffee or tea? Now, he ain't talking about no tea and coffee. He talking about your life running over with blessing. Tell somebody my cup runneth over. Because my man of God teaching me the right way. You see what I'm saying? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody got to say hallelujah in here. Why not me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. You got your shower clothes on?
Yeah.
Because your soul is changing yokes this morning. Satan control your life through your soul. Talk to me up in here. Certain aspect of your life is being controlled and being denied through your soul. But after this series of teaching, including this morning, he's not going to control you no more. Now, this is a term that you're going to have to be a student to get. And normally it's not taught. But apostolically, I want to pioneer this with you so you can get you stronger as the remnant of God who knows what you're doing. And it's going to sound impossible, but I'm going to show you why it's not impossible. Your soul must be exposed to revelation. Your soul, your mind, your emotion, your imagination, your conscience, your will must be exposed to revelation. A renewed mind is a mind that can receive revelation. But it got to be on and on because it's not going to keep it. You got to keep, like, you took that next breath, you got to keep feeding that soul because it'll lose breath. Breath of revelation. Breath of revelation. See it? Now, so before our soul can have rest in revelation coming from our spirit, look at this 27th verse. Matthew 11, 27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and to whom whoever the Son will reveal him. Notice that word reveal. Now, out of that situation, out of that insight, we go to verse 28 now.
Yeah.
Oh, glory. Yes, sir.
Bring your spirit, your soul, and your body with you when you're praying. When you're reading the scripture, you got to let your soul and your body know this talking to you too. Satan is ruining your prayer through your soul. It's going to hurt. You should have been a whole lot further. All these years you've been serving God. And you love God. Let me get you out.
Thank you, Lord.
You shouldn't be scrapping for nothing. Now, I admit there's a training period you got to come through, but not 90 years. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden,
yes, sir,
and I'll give you rest.
Yes, sir.
Go to the next verse. Take my what?
Yo.
Now, I want to emphasize this when I was studying. Take my yoke also on your soul.
Yes.
What is your yoke? Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I see your soul keep bringing out the pastor. See, a yoke on a car is to keep me in the pasture.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Green pasture.
That's right.
You out there eating all that old dry stuff.
Yeah.
What they advertise on the internet, somebody gonna get you real vigorous. Get back in the pasture.
That's right.
There will never be a famine in the pasture. There will never be an economic crisis in the pasture. All worries just left you. Because you got back in the pasture. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. What? I'm meek and lowly in heart. Huh? Did Jesus have a soul? Did Jesus become a man?
Yes.
What kind of soul Jesus had? Connect it.
Yes, sir.
Connect it.
Yes.
Direct it.
Yes.
Come on, Apostle. That's good, sir.
I'm meek and lowly in heart.
Yes, sir.
And you shall find what?
Rest.
For your soul. All your worry, all your fears, all your discontentment has been in an untrained soul. Say amen.
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, Pastor,
Pastor,
I feel better already.
I feel better already.
Amen. When you sense like things not going right, just tell yourself, go in the operating room. It's time to operate. Go get the word. Go back to Hebrews 4:12 and let it operate on you. All right? All right, I got a few more points I got to get to you this morning. We're talking about the secret of developing a strong soul. Knowing you, I just told you this, but I wanted to repeat it. Knowing the relationship between a restored soul and righteousness. That's in Psalm 23, that verse we read. He restored my soul and lead me the path of righteousness. Now, prophetic insights of all failures in the believer's life. You want to know that?
Yes.
You want to know what any failure you ever had in your life? You want me to tell you why? You want me to tell you not to have it no more?
Yes.
I ain't heard some of y'all.
Yes.
All right. Prophetic insight of all failures in the believer's life and setting you up for always living in good success. Wait a minute, I'm going to read this again. Prophetic insight of all failures in the believer. In other words, I'm saying prophetically that if you listen to me, you're not going to have no more failures. Because every time it looks like a failure, you're going to correct it. And you're going to correct it so fast. You're going to correct it so fast, you're not going to even see the failure.
Yes.
Or you're going to say, oh, you're trying that again.
Yes.
Do you know who you're messing with?
Yes.
Do you know who I'm connected with?
Yes.
Do you know a kingdom live on the inside of me?
Yes.
Do you know a king live on the inside of me?
Yes.
Do you know I got the Spirit of God on the inside of me?
Yes.
Do you know Jesus Christ, the resurrected Christ, live on the inside of me? Do you know I got the Word of God on the inside of me?
Yes.
Do you know I got forgiveness on the inside of me?
Yes.
Do you know I got love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, and temperance on the inside of me? Do you know the Holy Spirit live in me with the manifestation of all the gifts of the Spirit? I got a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, discerning the Spirit on the inside of me. Do you know I got the life of God on the inside of me? Do you know you can't put your hand on me because I got the same resurrection power in me that brought Jesus from the grave? Do you know I'm a child of God? Do you know I'm a son of God? Do you know I got an anointing on the inside of me that can destroy every yoke that ever tried to get on my life? Do you know who I am? Do you know I got the blood of Jesus on the inside of me? The blood is on my life. Do you know I already got the victory? Do you know thanks be to God for giving me the victory? I can do all things through Christ what strengthened me. Do you know whose child I am? You're not going to put this on me anymore. I'm born of His Spirit. I'm filled of His Spirit. I'm anointed. I got power on the inside. I got power on the outside. Every step of a good man is ordered by the law. I'm led by the Spirit. I'm fed by the Word. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Say that I'm tired, you trying to fool me.
Yes.
Like you can control me.
Yes.
Great is He
Great.
That's in me than he that's in the world.
Yes.
I'm not just a church member. I'm a kingdom citizen. I have divine rights. When I'm weak, then am I strong. My weakness only is a signal to let me know I need God. My weakness is not to tear me down. My weakness is not to tell me I'm nobody. My weakness is telling me I got somebody can make me strong in the Lord and in the power. power of his might every day of my life. Goliath is no longer a giant. I'm the giant. That little Mickey Mouse problem you're dealing with this morning got to leave you.
Yes.
You can't come up in this atmosphere and Satan keep nothing on you. No, it got to leave you this morning. The worry, the fear, the lack got to leave you this morning. You're going to have some joy in your life. Jump around a little bit like you got some joy. Jump, jump. Yeah, do it ahead of time. Joy. Unspeakable. Full of glory. I got joy. Unspeakable. And full of glory. The joy of the Holy Ghost is on the inside of me. See, God's type of joy is not when all the lights on and when the water running right. And when the air conditioning on. That's not the kind of joy. The joy to know anything that is blocking your happiness can't last long. I'm coming out of this. Say it, I'm coming out of this.
I'm coming out of this.
Whoever told you you're not going to make it, I call them a lie this morning. You a child of the living God, you already made it. We work from the end to the beginning. I'm fully persuaded. What God had promised, he's also able to perform. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, what he said? Ask what you will. What he said? What? I remember what that black card I got that time I sent back from American Express was a black one, wasn't it? What is it supposed to be, the biggest one? What it is?
No limit.
No limit. That black card. I sent it back though. The reason I sent it back is use the other card, do the same thing, save money. Yeah. Just to have a black card in my pocket, I ain't stupid. I kept it a little while, look at it, and then I sent it back. Yes, but you got one.
Yeah.
No limits.
No limits.
On my life.
No more.
No more.
I know the secret.
My spirit.
My soul
and my body
must be
connected
to the Holy Ghost.
Sit down for a minute. Sit down. How many glad you're here this morning? Joshua 1:8. Let's settle the case. Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. Prophetic insight of all failures in the believer's life and setting you up for always living in good success. Always living in good success. Say it, just sound. I mean, is sound impossible with all the noise and lies they're telling you now? But you don't live on that level. Matter of fact, you need to write in your notes, I'm living on another level. Yeah. I'm not living on the news and the government and the report they're giving. I'm living on a spiritual level. Talk to me up in here, somebody. This is how you do it. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth. Keep saying it. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe. See, meditate, observe. To do according to all that is written therein. You got revelation now. Huh?
Yes.
For then God shall make your way. But then the angel should make your way. Then the apostles shall make your way. For then thou shalt make thy way prosper. And then thou shalt have good success. Meditate. Meditate His word that your spirit, soul, and senses can connect. Physical senses. Your spirit, soul, and senses can connect. Now, some tell you they can't connect, but yeah, they can. I bring my body under subjection. All sickness, all lack, all unhappiness, and all confusion leave you today.
Yeah.
Let me say it, I'm going to show you. All sickness, all lack, all unhappiness, all confusion is a soul problem. May I say that again?
Yes.
Listen to me. All sickness. Sickness came through your soul first.
Yeah.
Sickness can't directly go to your body. Sickness has to have permission from your soul. I hear somebody say, I better deal with this soul thing. Satan can't make you sick because your soul connected to your spirit going to make you do the right thing to protect your body. Crazy eating is a soul issue. Fried chicken every day. And telling the band, put more grease on it. You got first Psalm 139:14, write it down. 3 John 2. All sickness, all lack, all unhappiness, all confusion is a soul problem. First Psalm 139:14. 3 John 2. Those two verses can wipe it out. Okay? I got a few more things I got to say to you. Soul love must be kept in place for the Lord. Deuteronomy 6:5. Let's go quicker. Deuteronomy 6:5. I go through it. Leroy, you can get ready. I'm about through. Deuteronomy 6:5. I ain't through, but I'm about to shut down. Deuteronomy 6:5. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Look what with. With all thy soul. With all thy heart. With all thy soul, the same thing.
Yes.
All three is the same thing.
Yes.
Hey, not the one I'm talking about, your spirit.
That's right.
You know why I'm not talking about your spirit? Huh? The Bible say God is love, right?
Yes.
The Bible also say when I became a child of God, I took on his divine nature in my spirit.
Yes.
I have trained my soul and my body.
Yes.
My spirit, your spirit, is fully in love with God. But you have to attend See, is that Job 22:21? Look at that a minute. Is that the one? Well, acquaint thyself. Huh? Is that the right voice?
Yes, sir.
Job 22:21?
Yes, sir.
See, people are trying to decree without acquainting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, further down, five or six verses down there, they tell you decree a thing. But you can't be decreeing if you're not fully acquainted. Acquainted with God, listen, in your spirit, your soul, and your body. properly.
Yes.
And Satan just wants you to be in the spirit. He will leave your soul and your body on the outside there so he can whip. I ain't going to say no more. Let's go down Aquinas Avenue.
Yeah.
Acquaint not ourselves with him and be at peace. Talking about God. What did he say that we're going to have? Suppose something else show up.
Yeah.
Something else show up in your life. What you got to do? Check. Check yourself. Check your soul out.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
What you been saying? Stop all that gossiping.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
When you gossip, you open yourself up for sickness. I don't care if your gospel is true. You gossip truth.
Yeah.
You ain't got a minute gossiping.
That's right.
Amen. I don't care if she did do it. You leave it alone. I have shut down on gossip. Gossip's come up, I get quiet. Because I don't want no sickness and disease to come on my body. And I don't want to be broke. And I don't want nothing messing my marriage up. I don't want nothing messing my children up. Nothing messing my grandchildren up. So shut your mouth. Every time Satan gets you to open your mouth wrong, he going to whoop your tail. You can't stop him.
Yeah.
Somebody, saying, no, nothing to do with this show. You ain't repenting.
Yeah.
You talk about that lady down the street all day long.
Yeah.
Now you expect me to bless you?
Yeah.
All of y'all are gossipers. All online, all y'all gossipers, stop. You open your mouth wrong sometimes. Don't look at me all innocent. Everybody up in here is a gossiper. You done said something you shouldn't have said. You said, don't look at me like I'm the only one up here. Like I'm the only gossiper up in here. I ain't said gospel neither. I said gossip. Don't get the gospel and gossip mixed up. And you can't do this in your own strength. Because you sure won't talk about somebody. And that's your ego make you look good.
Yep.
Who's she too big?
Come on,
now you're going to pat yourself on the back. Now I admit God ain't made for all of us to be the same size.
Amen.
So just because you got a little petite body don't mean you no better than nobody else. Shut up. You want to do something for the person, if you got the overweight, pray for them. Thank God that whatever they need to do to help themselves, they help themselves. Amen. Y'all ain't got to preach with me. That's all right. I'm going to close. I know this is getting in sticky territory here. I got to close. Let's see. I told you, Deuteronomy 6:5. Look at 10:12 now, quickly. Deuteronomy 10:12. There's the right voice. Help me, Lord. Deuteronomy 10:12. Shakatalalabasa. Is that a voice? Soul, love, and be kept and pray for the Lord. And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy soul, and with all thy soul. Heart and soul, the same thing. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Help me, Holy Ghost. For it. I'm going to give you a psalm in my closing to read. But I'm going to make a statement about that psalm. You're going to read it. I bet everybody's going to read this psalm. Because the statement I'm about to make, you're going to read it. I mean, even non-readers. I mean, if you can't read, you're going to read it. If you can't see, you're going to read it. And I'm going to close. Leroy, you can come on. Get ready to experience flowing favor. favor just flowing everywhere you go. Get ready to experience flowing favor, because I'm going to expose the enemy in this scripture I'm going to give you. You're going to read it yourself. Get ready to experience. How many are ready for flowing favor? Online, let me see your hand. Flowing favor from God. Psalm 143. You're going to see exactly how he's doing it, how he's stopping your favor. You're going to see how to correct it. You're going to see why he got you have your soul afflicted. You got your soul troubled. He persecuting your soul. He overwhelming your spirit. He causing your spirit to fail. And you're going to know how to correct it. Yeah. He causing your spirit to fail. What? He causing your spirit to fail. It doesn't mean really that your spirit is a failure. It means that he's blocking your spirit that it can't flow with the favor. Psalm 143. Read it. You're going to find out exactly how to begin a favor flow in your life that it would never stop.